Bob, how are you? Good to hear you. You know any news?
Well, I'm trying my best to keep up with all of the business activities. Encourage everybody I can to...
Talk a little louder, Bob. I'm having trouble.
I say I'm trying to keep up with all the business activities. I'm having meetings with people from time to time to get them to expand their capital expenditures, because this is the longest way of stretching out this good period of economics that we have. I'm meeting with a good deal of success in talking to those people. I think that you have the support of 90% of the people who have control of this expansion of facilities. I think there's going to be some more announcements made between now and November. Some very large capital expenditures that are going to be made. I was in Europe and spent some time with some of the central bankers over there, some of the commercial bankers. I would not be surprised to see some, because of the appreciation of the lira, the inflation of the franc, and the fear that they may have a labor government in Great Britain. Well, all in all, I think things are looking pretty good.
Who am I going to run against?
My guess is you're going to run against Goldwater.
Do you ever get that man to succeed Lodge if he comes home?
Yes, the man I suggested is Draper, Bill Draper. Bill Draper was a general in the last World War II. He was sent by Eisenhower all around the world on developing the military capabilities of the United States. You may remember that he and Radford, after Radford retired, and two or three others went around. Bill was the chairman of the committee. He submitted a thing called the Draper Report. He has a high regard for you because he talked to me about you. I think that you can point him. He's a man who's got, I don't know whether he ever served as an ambassador or not, but he certainly has got a great public image. He's a Republican. He commutes between New York and California, and I would think that you just could get a better man who would be better received than Bill Draper.
Bob, I don't believe he's well enough known, here or out there. I think you've got to have the biggest name you can get, a fellow following after Lodge, who'd been United Nations and Vice President and Senator. And that fellow Kahn, the greatest problem we've got is letting him know that we're in there to stay all the way, and we're not sending second raters, and we got the best, the top man in this country. That's what disturbs me.
Well, Mr. President, I think Bill is better known than probably he's getting credit for, because you go back and look up some of these reports that came out. These things were circulated all over the world. And he was traveling around with Radford, who was regarded as a military expert. I've forgotten who else, whether it was Jack McCloy or somebody else. That.
What about Jack McCloy?
I think Jack, frankly, is just pretty well up in years. Now, I don't know how old he is, but he retired from that bank, and I think 3 or 4 years ago, and I think the retirement age is 65. Another man who might do it, but whose health is not altogether, is Gene Black. But Gene, of course, has not had any military background. The thing that I have been puzzling over, send somebody out there who has had a military background.
What about Max Taylor?
You relieve him of his present command and make him ambassador?
Yep.
Well, I think this could be done. You might even get Arleigh Burke.
He He'd frighten them too much, and Taylor probably would, because there's too much military. They'd say it's a civilian thing, and the military's taking over. We need a military man to deal with Conn, though. That's our great danger. There's another government. And with all this attack coming at home and divisions here, this could be very fatal to us.
Well, here are the elements that I've been putting together. Number one, get a Republican. Number two, get somebody that's well-known in the country. Number three, get somebody who is a civilian but who has had military experience, actual military experience. Now, I've thought about this thing a great deal, and of course, I don't know whether Bill Draper can be had or not, but I do believe that if you check for some of your...
I have, Bob, and I don't get that kind of a reading on him. First, I don't get many people that really know him. And those that do know him don't feel that he has the standing with the people of the country or would have it necessarily with Conn. We got to get somebody. Now, Conn is crazy about Lodge, although Lodge is no administrator at all.
No, he's not.
He just screws everything up. But Lodge is going to, my judgment, get back here and try to get in this fight and try to put over Scranton.
Yeah, my guess is that he's going to do that.
And I'm going to have to make up my mind. The best one I've got now is Taylor, and he's not a rigid military man. He's an objective fella and a very fair and just fella, and I can't tell anything about what he's Democrat or Republican. I've never had any indication one way or the other. He's well accepted on the Hill and with the people, and surely with Conn, and he knows exactly what's happening and what needs to be done. But the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all the left wing, the right wing will give us hell for not going in and defoliating and bombing and so forth. The left wing will give us hell for having a military dictatorship. But he's the best one I can see at this point. His wife has some problems I've heard of in joint chief. Her mother's sick, and she has to be tied down pretty much. She can't go with him, and that's hell to ask a fellow to go out there. Now, everybody in the cabinet's volunteered to go. Dillon hasn't. Some of them think Dillon would be good. Bobby Kennedy wrote a note, said he wanted to go, and Rusk offered to go, and McNamara offered to go, and Bundy offered to go. That's very confidential. I don't want another human to know it but you, but they, over the last 3 months, they've all done it.
Yep.
I was kind of hoping Dillon would, but Dillon never, they talked to him about it, but he never gave his judgment.
Yep. Well, let me do a little more thinking during the day. And now, I don't know how well Rosie O'Donnell is known. You know, Rosie just retired. As an Air Force general.
Yeah. I'd be afraid of that, because our people all over the world are awfully frightened by this Air Force and by the LeMay line.
Well, I don't blame them.
And we got to watch it here. That's one disadvantage to Taylor going. Taylor's held this group together pretty well.
Yeah.
And we've got Nixon and Rockefeller and Goldwater wanting to go in and go north and bomb. Eisenhower thinks that we ought to do what we're doing. He says step up the propaganda some more and some minor things, but I don't think we're doing all of that we know how to do, but he's pretty well balanced on it. I'm surprised that these other men would be so far off, but all of them just really want to do anything, and that puts a good deal of pressure on us. At the same time, I've got the Morrises and the Greenings and the Churches and the Goers and all that group that want to pull out completely. And the policy that he set up there 10 years ago to help these people help themselves is the best one, if we can hold it.
Why don't you ask Milton Eisenhower to go?
I don't believe he'd go, but that might be a suggestion.
I don't know whether he'd go or not, but if he went, you'd certainly have a man who's well-known, and you'd have the absolute, unquestioned support of Eisenhower back here, because he thinks he's the smartest brother he has. He thinks he's the smartest member of the family. I don't happen to think so, but you think so. And Milton's got a flair for liking to do these things, and he traveled all over Latin America.